BBC News with Marion Marshall. Firefighters in Guatemala say at least 19 children have died in a blaze at a government-run children's home southeast of the capital, Guatemala City. Many others were injured. It's not yet clear what caused the fire, but on Tuesday the police had to intervene after a riot broke out at the home. About 60 children escaped. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, has rejected claims that her government was negligent in its handling of the emissions cheating scandal at the car giant Volkswagen. The inquiry is seeking to establish what the German government knew about breaches of emission standards. Officials in Afghanistan say more than 30 people died in an attack on a military hospital in the capital, Kabul. Four men launched the attack. Some arrived dressed as doctors. The Islamic State group says it carried out the attack. In its latest advance against the Islamic State group in Mosul, the Iraqi army says it's retaken a prison where the jihadists reportedly carried out mass executions. It said it's also gained control of a key road nearby, cutting the jihadists' last route west. Two US congressional committees are considering proposals to replace Obamacare, the health insurance law set up by President Barack Obama. The House Speaker, Paul Ryan, described it as an exciting conservative reform, but many Republican congressmen oppose the new plan. Police in The Gambia have confirmed that they've exhumed the body of a political activist in order to establish the cause of his death. Solo Sandeng died in police custody after leading a pro-democracy demonstration against the former president, Yahya Jammeh. New evidence suggests that our closest extinct relatives, the Neanderthals, used to dose themselves with medicinal plants when they felt unwell. Traces of Neanderthal dental plaque revealed that they used natural versions of aspirin, which they found in the bark of the poplar tree, and antibiotics. BBC News.